Must be an on button somewhere.
It's time for a cup of tech gumbo.
That sounds good. I'll have that.
Haggai Davis talks technology news using language even Brian can understand.
You just don't get it.
I don't have your head for science, so I'm not going to be able to help much.
For a full serving, check out Tech Gumbo, presented by Cardinal Capital and General Informatics, Saturday and Sunday at 4.
We got 30 years worth of files right here in this computer that are going to bring you down.
A cup of Tech Gumbo on Talk 107.3.
I'm sorry, wrong password.
Yeah, it's time for a cup of Tech Gumbo. Joining us now is Haggai Davis, host of Tech Gumbo. Haggai, what's happening, man?
Brian, I am hunkered down here at the intergalactic headquarters of Tech Gumbo, just enjoying a chilly morning.
I mean, you know, so first of all, every guest on the show today is on the phone. I wasn't about to ask anybody to actually haul on down here, but it didn't turn out that bad. I mean, an uneventful drive, no ice on the roads or anything. Dr. Josh Eads just nailed it yesterday with the forecast. I mean, he is on point. But, yes, enjoy the intergalactic headquarters. Hey, I had a question for you.
Yes.
You have a Roomba?
Actually, I do.
Okay. You had sent a story over to me earlier in the week that I just cannot let go of because the headline reads, "A Roomba recorded a woman on the toilet. How did the screenshots end up on Facebook?" We're going to get to the real meat and potatoes of this story in just a minute, but I've got to ask to start off, though. This one's kind of on her, isn't it?
Yeah, it kind of is. So back in 2020, and between 2018 and 2020, Roomba had released some brand new vacuums, and they told people, hey, we're releasing these with a camera. So the woman who is photographed sitting on the toilet knew she was going to be photographed. She had to sign a waiver saying, "These are test units, and I accept the fact that there are pictures going to be taken, but I don't think she was expecting to be sitting on the toilet when the Roomba would run by and take a picture of her with her pants down at her knee."
So, but like, close the door. You're in the bat. Close the door. Like, I don't think that's too much to ask, is that? I'm assuming she's, you know, alone in the house. I'm hoping, but I can't get past square one here. Close the dead gum door.
Yeah, this was just not a good look, and not a good idea to have. Because, you know, the story goes on to talk about how this room is running around the house, and it shows there's 13 pictures of this yes. woman's house. And there were all these pictures were released, including the teenage kid who's on the floor, you know, watching TV or playing with a dog or whatever, playing with a Roomba. Mm-hmm. And just the absolute kind of bringing together of the Internet of Things and artificial intelligence just slamming together and saying, hey, this is kind of something you people need to pay attention to, because we've got this robot running around autonomously taking pictures of you in your house.
Really comprehensive pictures as well, because when you look at them in the breakdown of it, you get past the just personal invasion. It's the invasion of the stuff as well. Since this is the last show before Christmas, if Harry and Marv had this kind of intel, the sticky bandits or the wet bandits, depending on whether or not you're talking Home Alone or Home Alone 2, Harry and Marv would have been in and out of all those houses super fast.
Oh, absolutely. Now, for the record, Roomba says these pictures that were taken and released, this is not with the Roombas that are in mass production selling. They're not taking these kind of images. Mm-hmm. They're only like the i7 that I've got running around the house that images, and it maps out the house so it knows where to go and not to go kind of thing. It's only... It's not taking actual pictures. It's building mental kind of images as to where it can go. It knows that there's a sofa there. It knows there's a wall here, and it builds that picture.
Okay, does it need a picture or just a sensor that it's about to bump into something?
Well, that's the newer version has the sensor in it that will map out your house. The old ones were just bumps and a little bit of sonic radar, if you will, kind of thing to know that something was coming and to slow down.
Yeah.
These newest ones, they do look at things. It's supposed to notice, oh, there's a cord across the floor. Don't hit that kind of thing.
Right. Right. Or yeah, here's the couch you don't want to get stuck underneath. I questioning the value of pictures within a Roomba, but can you access these? Like, let's say, I don't know, let's say there's a smell coming from the den and you don't know why. Can you access the pictures to be able to see if, oh, look, there's a dead mouse, been there for a while?
Funny you should ask, because we have a new puppy here at the house.
Ah.
And this was about 2 months ago when he was still in his, he was only about two, maybe 3 months old, and he had an accident in the house, and the Roomba didn't notice. Made a big mess.
Oh, goodness.
Rolled right over the little puppy's accident, and there was it looked like a crime scene.
Yeah.
And I called Roomba, and I said, hey, this thing is supposed to not, you know, hit things like that. And they were like, oh, we're so sorry. They actually sent me a brand new Roomba to replace that one. Because, yes, that's what these things, it's got sensors, so it's not supposed to hit something like that. I mean, a big pile of dog poop there and on the floor, and it rolled right through it.
Smearing it all over the place, if I gotta complete the mental image. Oh, so gross. we don't have a Roomba in the Howling House. We have the off-brand Roomba. We have the Wish.com version. It doesn't have a camera. It comes with a sketch artist. You crack it open. Well, there's a bird, and there goes, that's a living bird. It was a Flintstones reference.
I like the reference.
Yeah, thank you. So how do the pictures end up on Facebook? How do you get from the surveillance end to the posting end?
So this was MIT had done the story. These are not pictures that are just normally, people weren't just posting them straight to Facebook. It wound up that somebody at MIT knew somebody, because these are pictures out of Brazil of all places, and they found that, hey, if you posted those pictures, we could write a story. So the people who were in these pictures and the folks at Roomba, at iRobot, agreed, hey, let's post these pictures so we can write a big story and warn everybody, this is what you need to be ready for, because you've got an iRobot running around. You've got anything in your house. You've got an Alexa. You've got an OK Google. You've got and I know I'm just tripping all kind of devices right now, but you've got any one of these devices that are artificial intelligence wake-up devices and running around. You need to be prepared and be ready. This can happen to you.
And that's the bigger topic right there, Haggai. And that's where we're going to kind of shift the conversation, even though we've only got a minute till break. But if you've got more than one smart device in your house, you've got an accumulation of intelligence based off of what's going on in the house, whether that be the mapping out of the house from your Roomba, whether that be your smart refrigerator knowing you're out of Faye yogurt, or anything that Alexa tells you along the way, or anything you've asked Alexa or Alexa has overheard. What kind of compilation of information can be garnered? And is there any kind of, and this is going to sound so sci-fi conspiratorial, but is there any level of coordination between all the different Internet of Things that you'd have?
Well, yes, because as it turns out, Amazon is in the process of buying iRobot. So Amazon's going to own all of this information that the Roomba is releasing, and everything else that is being generated. Google is getting this information back to them. They're buying it from third parties. So between Google, Facebook, and Amazon, they're buying all this information, putting it together to continue to build more of your profile so they can sell to advertisers.
I mean, it's actually kind of brilliant when you think about it. We got a break here real quick. I'm going to drop you back on hold. He is Haggai Davis, host of Tech Gumbo. We do Cup of Tech Gumbo every Friday this time. Quick break. We'll check your money now and come back next.